So we're hearing about the Braja Sakhi Mahima, the glories of the Sakhis of Braj. And we're specifically hearing about the divine beauty of these Sakhi Mandris serving Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. So today is verse 109 from chapter 3. Prashta Dandva Maha Prasada Vasana Kalpa Shrug Adyujvales Tapta Swarna Sugora Mahana Tanu Jyotir Jagat Purake Radha Krishna Padaravinda Parama Premaika Jivatubis Tat Tad Divya Nijadikara Kalaya Prana Dvaya Prinane. The damsels of the coward damsels of Braj have become especially glorified by accepting the remnants of their beloved Lord Shyam, such as his prasad, his foodstuffs, his garments, his prasadi vesh, his prasadi mala, his mahaprasad. These Sakhis Mandris, they fill the entire world with their golden bodily rays. Their only life and soul is the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. And as such, they please their lordships by their respective artistic skills. In the purport of Jiva Goswami to Brahma Samhita, he describes the 64 arts, the kala. There's so many beautiful arts. And the Mandri Gopis, Sakhis of Vrindavan, they're expert in all these arts. Let's mention here the Kaliya, Nijadikara Kaliya. There's expert, Divya Nijadikara Kaliya. Pranadvaya, that Prananath, their Priya, Prana Priya Radha, and Prananath, Priya Prananath Sham, that divine couple, Pranadvaya, that's their life, they are their life and soul. Parma Premaika Jivatubis. Radha Krishna Padaravinda, Parma Premaika Jivatubis. Gora Mohana Tano Jyotir Jagat Purake, Tapta Sivarna Sugora Mohana. Beautiful description. They fill the entire world, says Jyotir Jagat Purakai. Jagat Purakai means Jagat Puran. Pura means they fill the entire universe with what? Their Jyoti. What Jyoti? Their Tano Jyoti means the light of their bodies, their bodily effulgence, their auras. And not only do they fill it, but that it's Tapta Swarna Sugora Mohana. It's Swarna and Sugora. It's Swarna, it's golden. The bodies are transfilled, the Brajatanus, Brajatanunis. The Brajatanunis, the beautiful, slender, attractive damsels of Braj. Their bodies are like molten gold, and they're Sugora, they're so fair and beautiful. And the effect of that incredible Swarna Sugora Tanu, that beauty, their beautiful bodies, is Mohana, bewildered, lights up the whole universe, fills the whole universe with light and captivation, Mohana. Prashta Dvanda Mahaprasad. This Prashta means those very dearly beloved couple of the worshipful objects of their love, of the Sakhi Mandris, they receive from them their Mahaprasad, their Akalpa, their Vasana, and all these wonderful things. You can read another translation. This, of course, is describing the beauty of the Sakhis of Vrindavan. It's also describing their fortune, how they're the recipients of the... They get the prasadi mala of Radharani and Krishna. They get the prasadi pan and tambul of Radha and Krishna. They get all the good things come to them. So this is their good fortune. When you're a servant of the king, then you get all of his remnants. This is verse 109. The Sakhis of Vrindavan are splendid with Mahaprasad garments. That's Savasana Kalpa. Ornaments, garlands, and other things left by the dearmost divine couple. Preshta means dearmost. So we say the Guru is Mukunda Preshta. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshta Mukunda Preshta. He's the dearmost servitor of the Lord. So their dearmost divine couple, Radha and Krishna. These Sakhis flood the world with the splendor of their enchanting forms. That's the Mohana Tanu. They're splendid, enchanting forms. Their forms are as fair as molten gold, as I said. Swarna, tapta swarna sugora. And their pure love of the Sakhis for Radha and Krishna's lotus feet is their life and soul, who with various splendid artistic skills render pleasing services to the dearmost divine couple. Their perfection is their service. And they're very skilled and artistic in their execution of their services. Each one has so many wonderful talents and skills and attributes which are described in Radha Krishna Ganadesh Deepika. They know so many wonderful arts. So now this, this text 109. And the next verse we have is from the fourth chapter. Verse 1 through 3. Not very far away. One page over. This is further delineation or description of the beauty of the Sakhis of Vrindavan. They are the objects of meditation. Nam, Rup, Gun, Leela. 4.1, Shataka 4.1. Kuja Nupura Kanchidam Lalite Padangali Yes Purach Tri Padangara Shobiter Varamani Keyura Churagane Shrimat Pinanitam Vadolita Shika Sangucha Veni Lata Mulaveshita Fula Mali Vipula Shagvi Brahma Shattapade. Translation. The lotus feet of Sri Radha's maidservants, her mandris, are decorated with ankle bells and thread made from the bark of the Mekala tree. Their hairbands and crowns are studded with various jewels. Beautiful long braids hang down to their waists, and long garlands of fully blossoming Malika flowers hang from the necks of these Sakhi mandris. And there's so much nectar and beautiful flower pollen in these Malika malas that so many bumblebees are hovering over those flowers and buzzing around the mandris as they walk here and there. So they're quite a musical bunch, the mandris. They have their kinkini mala, I mean their kinkini, their waist bells and their nupura jingling. Their ankle bells are jingling, their waist bells are jingling. And then the bumblebees are buzzing around their garlands, sounding like the playing of ratis, wampers, or kartals. It says that Cupid's wife, Gandharva's wife, Kamadeva's wife, plays kartals. Ching, ching, ching. So they're very musical as they move around here and there, in and out of the kunja, rendering service to Radha and Krishna. They're like walking music boxes. They're surrounded by sound, and they speak so beautifully and softly and sweetly. Every sound they make is pleasing. Their bodies automatically vibrate so many sounds with their ornaments tinkling and jingling. And their entourage of bees following them everywhere, buzzing sweetly and attractively. And they're called alis. The Sanskrit word for gopis or sakis is ali, alibi. And they're like little bumblebees themselves. Like the worker bees in a beehive, thousands and thousands of them buzzing all around the queen bee and taking care of her every need and wish, fanning her and feeding her and escorting her, protecting her. So in the same way, Vrindavaneshwari Radha, The queen of Vrindavan is surrounded by thousands of Sakhi Manjaris, maidservants, who are buzzing all around her and fanning her and feeding her and protecting her and serving her and protecting her honor when Krishna tries to insult her. Very beautiful scene. We have another translation here. In Vrindavan, which is very beautifully decorated by the circle of Radha Sakhis, these mandris are charming with tinkling ankle bells and tinkling belts, and they have beautiful nose rings and glistening ankles. These mandris are decorated with beautiful jeweled armlets and hair ornaments, and their beautiful broad hips are touched by the swinging vine of their braided hair. Here it says their hips, as Nitamba. The other translator said waist, but Shimat Pina Nitamba, Nitamba Dolita Shika Sadgucha Veni Lata. Their braid is swinging, Dolita, is swinging on their hips. Nitamba Dolita Shika Veni Lata, Lata Mula. Fulamali, then he says, and there, these mandris are decorated with bunches of flowers, and the root of which is bound with a great cluster of jasmine flowers that attracts a great swarm of bees. So the base of their braid, Vinilata Mula, there's a cluster of flowers tied at the end of their braid. Women often decorate their hair with flowers. In South India, oftentimes women tie their hair up on their head because it's too hot. And they hang some mogra flowers dangling off the back of their hair when they go into Balaji temple. It's very common. They sell these little garlands to ornament the lady's hair because they should smell nicely for the pleasure of Venkateshwar and Balaji. So you see them walking around with everywhere, so many hundreds and hundreds of yatris, ladies with their saris, beautiful saris, and their long hair, either braided or tied up, and then their little strands of flowers hanging down. Makes a very fragrant, attractive sight. Have you seen? That's very common. So the mandris or sakis are looking like that. So this is more explanation how beautiful they look. Fresh flowers, and they're not only creating beautiful, attractive sounds as they move, but they're creating beautiful fragrances with the garlands decorating the end of their braid is full of a cluster of malika flowers, and there's other flowers hanging from their hair and tucked behind their ears. Very attractive sight. Now text 2. He brajjad varakambu kanta parake shrihasta raktambuja spurjad ratna mana angulia ruchibi kaishara nityo daye vaidagdi paraparage atimaha sangita vidya maye shirada nuchari gane shuti shiro durati durohitai. The mandri sakis, the Kinkaris, maidservants of Radha, they have beautiful conch-like necks that are marked with three lines and decorated with beautiful pendants. Their red lotus-like hands are illuminated by the effulgence of their jeweled studded rings. They have just arrived in the freshly budding youth, and they are expert in the art of performing amorous pastimes. They are expert in the art of music, and as such, the crest jewel among the Shrutis cannot understand their musical characteristics. The Shrutigan, the Sri Radha Anuchari. Anuchari means the maidservants, the gopis, the followers of Radha, Sri Radha Anuchari. The Shrutigan, all the groups of all the Shrutis, they Durati Durohita, they cannot understand they're far away from understanding the Ati Mahasangit Vidya. Vidya Maya. This Vidya Maya means to be full of Vidya, full of knowledge. Vidya Maya means saturated, drenched, soaked in knowledge. Vidya. What kind of knowledge? Sangeet Vidya. Sangeet Vidya means the knowledge of singing and playing musical instruments, singing and dancing. Ati Maha Sangeet. They're not simply graduates of Benares University with a Sangeet Visharad, and people are honored and land themselves a good paying university job if they have Sangeet Visharad. But they're Ati Maha Sangeet Vidya Maya. They all, whatever the sum total, whatever possible knowledge there is to have in music, Maha Sangeet, they know it all. They know every single possible thing about music. All the tals and the bowls and the tans and the ragas and the raganis, they know it all. The bowls and the tals and the everything. Ati Maha Sangeet Vidya Maya. Vaidagdi Paraparagir. They're very artistic. They're Ruchibi Kishora Nityodaya. They're Nitya Kishori. You heard this song by Vyas. Nitya Kishori Pritama Jori Jayarate Jai. This song. Nitya Kishori Pritama Jori. Nitya Kishori Radha, Nitya Kishori Lalita, Nitya Kishori Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari. They're all Nitya Kishoris. Beautiful, eternally fresh. Teenage girls. What is Radharani's eternal age? 14 years, 2 months, 15 days. Exactly. And what's Krishna's eternally beautiful Kishore, Nitya Kishore Rup? 15 years, 9 months, 7.5 days. Don't forget that half. It's very important. Radharani's Kinkaris, her sakis, have beautiful conch shell necks. They're decorated with glistening lockets, whose beautiful reddish lotus flower hands are beautifully decorated with jeweled rings. Oh, she has to Raktambuja. Raktambuja, first line. Raktambuja means red lotus. Shri means beautiful. Hasta means hands. She has to Raktambuja. Spurjad Ratna Mayanguli. Anguli, of course, is the same as Hindi. Their fingers are, there's so many beautiful rings on their spurjat. Spurjat means like sporty, glistening and glimmering and radiating from each of their fingers, all these rings. Sri Hasta Raktambuja, their beautiful palms are reddish, just naturally reddish like a red lotus. Sri Hasta Raktambuja. And then you look closer at the back of their hands, at their rings, on the back of their fingers, opposite their palms, and you'll see that they're spurjad ratna, mayangliya. They're effulgent and glimmering with so many jewels on their fingers. And ruchibi kaishora nityode. The word ruchibi means very beautiful, very satisfying and pleasing faces. Ruchibi kaishora nityode. This is the Manjari Sakis of Radharani. They're situated in eternal youth, and they're supremely expert and intelligent. Vaidagdi Paraparagir means clever, intelligent, expert. And they're most skilled. They are the most skilled singers and musicians. Ati Maha Sangeet Vidyamai. And they are Radha's followers, Anuchari. You know, Anuchari means to follow. Chara. Anu means one who follows. So, Anuchari. Radha Anuchari. Very nice way to describe her maidservants. The queen walks, and behind the queen, the maidservants are walking, carrying various service paraphernalia, a tray with drinking water, a tray with tambul, or some ornaments, or some lipstick, or some other items. Some snack, some hairbrush or comb, or some sandalwood paste, or some kunkum powder. Another one's carrying chamara. Another one has a basket with fragrant flower petals, and she's throwing flower petals in front of Radharani as she walks. One is fanning with a chamara. Another is waving away the honeybees buzzing around Radharani's lotus face, trying to drink the nectar of her lips, mistaking her face for a golden lotus. So someone's shooing away the thirsty, eager honeybees. And this way, the queen, Vrindavaneshri, walks down the forest paths of Vrindavan, surrounded by her maidservants, trailing behind and on the side serving her. This is the Anuchari, Sri Radha Anuchari, Sri Radha Anuchari Gana, the Anuchari Gan. Very nice say. Anuchari, Radha Anuchari Gan means the group of Radharani's maidservants. Sri Radha, Radha Anuchari. Radhanachari gan gane shruti shiro dhurati durohita. They can understand durati durohita hite. Now all the shrutis, the greatest rishis and munis, they can't understand a bit of this. It's too far from their intelligence, too far from their comprehension. But here it's right in front of us, for us to meditate on, for us to hear about. Worship, serve, sevari karadiye koroni jadasi. O Tulsi, O Sakhi, any Sakhi, O Tulsi Sakhi, Tulsi Manjari, Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, please hear my prayer. The Shruti Gan cannot understand. I don't want to understand, I want to serve. I want the adhikar and eligibility and the qualification to serve and have a deya, a suitable deya. Sakhi Sarup, so I can also serve Radharani and that beautiful Sangha of Sri Radha Anucharigan. I want to be one of those Sri Radha Anucharigan. Text 3, further description of the beauty of the Sakhis and Mandris. Sarvabir Kishora Sundara Vadu Dushprapa Padambuja Chaye Sarva Vidagdata Niti Lasad Dasi Gane Sevet Sevaya Tadwandva Pranayotta Sandra Pulaka Shrimat Sakhi Mandale Kamavesh Sada Murakula Taya Ratrin Divam Lalyaya Sarvabir Kishora Abira Kishora Sundara Sarvabira Kishora Sundara Varudushprapa Padambuja. This is incredible. Beautiful Sanskrit. I mean, what distant appreciation we can try to have. Sri Radha is served by maid servants, kinkaris, mandaris, sakis, whose lotus feet are unapproachable by even the beautiful wives of the young cowherd men. The Sarva Abhira Kishora Sundara Vadu Dushprapa. Prapa means, prapti means to obtain, to understand. Dush means very far, difficult. Padambuja. She's served by maidservants whose lotus feet, Padambuja, are unapproachable even by the beautiful wives and young coward men. Young coward man means the abhira. Abhira means, the word abhira is a description of a type of Vaishnava. The coward men are called the abhiras, the abhira clan. All the abhiras, Kishore, the wives of those young boys, young men, Kishora Sundara, says Kishora Sundara, not Sundari, the Vadu. Kishora Sundara Vadu. The Vadu means the young married brides of those young coward men of Vrindavan. They can't understand. She is served by maidservants whose lotus feet are unapproachable by even the beautiful wives of the young coward men. The kinkari's bodies are decorated with a symptom of ecstatic love born from the loving exchanges between Radha and Krishna. Being overwhelmed with amorous desires, Sri Radha is constantly served by these maidservants, as I mentioned. Sarva vidagdata nidhi lasad dasigan. Dasigane sevaya, by that group of dasis, servants. Panayuta sandra pulaka shimat saki mandale. Kamavesh sada Radharani is always absorbed, and always absorbed in her own intimate, loving ecstasies with Krishna, Mudakula Yata, Ratran Divam, day and night, Lalaya. That's why it says, translated, Radha is constantly served by these maidservants, Ratri Divam. In the night time, at Ratri Lila, what time is Ratri Lila? 10:48 at night, 10:48 p.m. to 3:36 a.m. Rasa Krita, Rasa Lila, Banbihar, Jal Keli, Madhupan, drinking honey wine, Rati Keli, dancing, so many wonderful intimate pastimes. Ratri Divam Lalyaya. Another translation of this text. Sri Radha is served by the splendid servant girls who are great treasures of all intelligence. Great treasures of all intelligence. That's a nidhi. Sarvavidagdata. Sarvavidagdata, right? Ta. The tendency. Anyavilashi ta. The tendency to be really clever, really intelligent. Completely. That's their nidhi. That's their treasure, their ocean. So she's being served by them. They're great treasures of all intelligence and all expertise. Because Vaidagdi means expertise and cleverness, intelligence. And the shade of these Manjari's feet is difficult for even the most beautiful of all young gopis to attain. It says they're Padambhuja Chaya. That's more specific translation. Chaya means shade. That's an interesting name for a sun god has two wives. One is called Chaya. The other is called Sangya. Sangya means complete knowledge. Like when the sun is shining, you know everything that's going on. So one wife is called Sangya, all knowledge, all knowing, all understanding, all clarity, perception. And the other one is called Chaya, which means difficult perception, unclear. So one wife is very straightforward and clear. Her name is Sangya. And the other wife is Chaya. Wife of the sun. So even the shadow where the sun appears not to be shining is actually the wife of the sun. So don't step on the shadow of the sun because it's his wife. You might get burned. Not a good idea. So the shade of their feet, I mean, this is really exalted glorification. It's called Brajasakhi Mahima. The greatness and glories of the Brajasakhis. That these maidservants, these Dasigan, Radha Dasigan. There's a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says, Ami Radha Dasi. Ami Radha Dasi. He said, I am Radha Dasi. That is my goal of life. Ami Radha Dasi. I am Radha's Dasi. So, Radha Dasigan, that group of Radharani's Kinkari maidservants. Kinkara. Kinkari. Kim Karomi. How may I serve you? I'm standing before you with folded hands and a humble heart in between my hands. And I'm saying, oh, Radharani, oh, Swamiji, oh, Radhaju, please engage me in your service. This is Dasigan. So even the Abhira Kishora Sundara, those beautiful, handsome, coward men who have just been married, and their vadu, their brides, Dushprapa Padambhoja Chaya. They have great difficulty to even attain the shadow of the lotus feet of the Dasigan of Radha. Radharani's Kinkari Ki Jai. So this is an extremely exalted position that this Sri Radha Dasigan has. Even the brides, even other ladies who are in Madhurya Ras and Swakiya Ras and conjugal Ras with their husbands in Vrindavan, they can't understand even the shade of the Kinkari's feet. Shivramanjari Pada Se Mora Sampada. Shivramanjari Pada Se Mora Sampada. My Sampad, my wealth, my everything is the lotus feet of Sri Rupamanjari. And how can I understand them? How can I receive them or see them? Only by the mercy of Sri Rupa Goswami and the Guru Varg. Translation goes on. A shade of the Kinkari's feet is difficult for even the most beautiful of all young gopis to attain. Radha is eternally overcome with the bliss of transcendental amorous passion. That's it. The third line. Or rather, second line. Kamavesha Sada. It's an interesting translation. Kamavesha Sada. Radharani is eternally overcome. Sada. With the bliss of transcendental amorous passion, Kamavesh, he's eternally absorbed in intense transcendental love, mudakulataya, and experiencing great joy from that. And Radharani, day and night, Ratri Divam, Radharani is served and loved by the beautiful friends whose bodily hairs are standing erect in ecstatic love for the divine couple, Lalia, Sakimandali, oh, Pulaka. Pulaka Shimatsaki Mandale. So Saki Mandala. It's like all the group of Sakis, their hair is standing on end to see that Pranayota, that wonderful, that pair, that divine couple, Radha Govinda, Yugal, who are their Pranayuta, they're the very Pranayuta Sandra, the very form of their concentrated rising life airs before them. And when they see them, when they simply, the Manjaris see Radha and Krishna Yugal, their hair stand on end in ecstasy, just to see them and anticipate serving them moment to moment. So we can do another verse. This is chapter 10. Kanchit tatra chalat kanchana ruchi ruchim koti chandranabham chandranabham Nilodra snigda pushpa gratita navamaha veni pushporu gucham. Shima nasa puta projvala kanakamani dyoti divyaika muktam. Mukta pankti chotoga churita su dashanam charubimba daroshtim. In Vrindavan, there is a gopi whose bodily complexion is as beautiful as molten gold. Her face is as charming as millions of moons. That gopi's braided hair is decorated with clusters of blue flowers. And that gopi's beautiful nose is decorated with a golden ring inset with a transcendental pearl. And that gopi's attractive lips and teeth defeat the effulgence of pearls. Mukta pankti. This is another beautiful description of the form of the Sakhi Manjaris. Please meditate on a certain beautiful girl in Vrindavan, whose complexion is splendid as molten gold. That's the Kanchana Ruchira Ruchim. Whose face shines like a millions of moons. Koti Chandranabham. Koti Chandra means millions of moons, and Anana means a face. Whose face shines as millions of moons, whose newly tied braids are decorated with very splendid blue flowers, and a great bunch of flowers at the end of her braid. Her beautiful nose is decorated with a single splendid pearl set in glistening gold and jewels. And her beautiful lips are like bimba fruits, whose beautiful teeth are like a row of splendid pearls. This, again, these are all individual verses for Rup Dhyan. Kinkari Rup Dhyan. Meditations on the form of the Manjari. Of course, there's some repetition. But these words, poetically arranged in Vrindavan Mahimamrita by Prabodhananda Saraswati, give us a very clear and full picture of the transcendental beauty of these Manjaris, which is incomparable. Cannot find anyone in this material world with such distinctive and unique aspects of bodily beauty as the Sakhi Manjaris of Radha. And they're simply reflections of her beauty, expansions of her in many cases. So these are very intimate meditations on the transcendental forms of the mandaris. And this, of course, is part of the meditation and the ragmarg bhajan, rag bhajan. When one is approaching the lila of the Lord, then he thinks of the, meditates on the holy Dham, and he meditates on the forms of Krishna and Radha. And even these meditations are given in the puja manuals and the Pancharatrika books that teach how to do puja. ISKCON has a deity worship book, is what they call it. It's called Pancha Pradeep, I believe. And there it explains meditations which are taken from, I'm not sure, maybe Hari Bhakti Vilas, but the pujari, before he dresses or bathes or dresses or worships or feeds the Lord, he's supposed to sit down and do meditation. Meditate on the transcendental form of Krishna and Radha. And sometimes also the sakis can be meditated on. So this is part of Vaidhi sadhana and puja. What to speak of ragmarg. And raganuga bhajan, there's also puja and archan. Internal archan, if not also external and internal archan or puja. And one will also meditate on the form of the sakhi mandaris, especially in Krishna, and his own transcendental form, if it is revealed, or if his taste and greed carry him to such an intense attraction and interest to meditate like that, as advised by his bhajan shiksha guru. And we're getting some preliminary touch with that in this discussion of the beauty of the mandaris. And these are very applicable subjects for the appropriate devotee at the right time to meditate on. So we may not, of course, be on that level of spiritual advancement or practice, but to hear about the beauty of Krishna's associates and Krishna's devotees is certainly a purifying activity, because it takes our mind away from fixating and reaching out to the paltry, colorless, so-called attractive objects and forms and persons of this material world, and pointing us in a higher direction. There's actually another world. There's a spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, and there are spiritual people there, and they're real, and they're beautiful, and they have variegated transcendental bodies which are far, far, far superior in every way, and characteristics and beauty and sound and fragrance and elegance and feelings and activities than we could ever imagine anyone could be in this material world. So these type of meditations, they take us beyond, out of this world, out of the limitations of our mundane mind and senses, and place our minds and hearts in the transcendental reality of Krishna and his parishads and Krishna's leelas. Because the forms of the Lord are there, moving in the leelas and dressing Radharani and dressing Krishna and cooking for them and having one's own spiritual form. This shows us that when you ask, in Christianity, you ask someone, well, what does God look like? They say, I don't know, he's an old man with a beard. He's supposed to be the oldest man. He must have a long gray beard. Or they say, I don't know, God, what does God's face look like? Can you describe God's face? And some well, honest, good Christian person says, what do you mean God's face? God doesn't have a face. They'll say like that. I say, yeah, but you know, in the Bible it says man is made in the image of God. Oh, that's just, you know, it's like an exaggeration. It's not really true. So we'll continue here in these beautiful discussions next Monday by the blessings of the Lord. Shri Prabhupada Nanda Saraswati Thakura Ki Jai.